All right, we are live.
On YouTube.
Yes, we are. All right, welcome everyone to our magic hour. We are suffering from an acute case of Mercury retrograde. So hopefully we can have some magic here. So hi,
Well,
Aniko. This is our magic hour. How are you today, aside from the frazzlement of trying to figure out our Facebook Live?
yes. And before that, I had my computer crash today. So I was just wondering if today was meant to be the day, but perhaps what it me really means is I got to get my technology skills like up leveled and upgraded.
Well, we'll figure it out. This isn't vodka, it's water.
All right.
Yeah.
So, maybe we should talk about why we decided to do this. And despite the frazzlement of getting this started and streamed on Facebook, I'm going to actually start recording it so that maybe we can then.
Recording in progress.
There we go.
There we
All right.
go. So hopefully our people on Facebook we'll be able to see this at some point. So, why don't you introduce yourself? Because you're the author.
When you put it like that. All right. So, I'm Anu. The longer version of this is Anuradha Dayal Gulati. So I just go by Anu, and I really enjoy helping people release the burden of the past, the baggage of the past, and manifest the life they want. And I use family constellation therapy. I use flower essences and some other tools. And it's always amazing to see how people are able to create something different just by thinking differently and essentially up-leveling their vibration, which allows them to manifest something different. And so I wrote the book, Heal Your Ancestral Roots, Release the Family Patterns That Hold You Back, because oftentimes beliefs can be sort of unconscious. And I still remember the time when I met you, Robin, and we sort of started to explore some of this. And that was kind of my opening to the power we have in creating a new version of a life that we want. So thank you for that. And this collaboration has been many years in the making.
Decades even.
Decades is right. That is so true.
True.
And yeah, and we decided to call this a magic hour because when we're together, it does feel like magic. And we want to sprinkle some of that everywhere.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, I think it's been a long time. We met when you were here in the Chicago area, and we were both raising our kids and just really navigating what the meaning of life is, how to really deliberately create, which is something that for me, I've always said in my or declared in my kind of tagline for Your Psychic Girlfriend is, to help people deliberately create the life that they desire. And through this journey of being your psychic girlfriend and working with people, healing and helping people heal or become or remember their wholeness, I've learned that we are very powerful creators of our lives. And if we, and a lot of us forget that because we've been trained and schooled, and then we are influenced by our parents, our cultures, our gender, all that. And it's been years and years of unlearning things and then choosing new ways of being. And when I say that, it's like it's for me, it's more about deciding who I am and choosing who I am versus living by default, which there's nothing wrong about living with def by default, except when you're self-aware, it's like, oh my gosh, I can't do that.
Yeah, and I think what you mean, Robin, in terms of like living by default, which is kind of what we all do, often it's just so easy. What you really mean by that is living intentionally. Can we choose to live intentionally? Which kind of brings us to the focus of what we wanted to talk about today, which is how do you create your intention about what you want to manifest in your life? And sometimes we might be just so overwhelmed that it feels like it's really hard to imagine something different. So maybe Robin, you can get us started with, how do you start by creating an intention, especially when you feel so overwhelmed and can't imagine something different?
And I think that's a key word is can't imagine, and you have to be able to imagine. But I think our audience or people that would come to listen to us are more in the self-aware group. So when you're in the midst of chaos, for me, when I'm, this close to my issues and not expanding the space, I start with a list of what I don't want. So it could be I don't want this, I don't want that, I don't. And then once I look at my list, I put the opposite, and it starts to develop what it is that I really, really want, and that becomes my intention. I want, for example, I just participated in Masters Olympic weightlifting.
Wow,
I know.
that's
And
awesome.
I set my intention to last year after my first nationals to be on the podium. And at that point, I was not even close to the podium, but I set the intention that at some point I would be standing on that podium with medals around my neck.
Wow.
So that was just my intention. And I went about the training because we'll talk about this further, is you can set an intention and be like, okay, great, but what next? So a lot of it was then I was able to imagine, because I'd been working with techniques, I could imagine what it felt like to stand on a podium, to have metal around my neck, and to have the confidence to go into the competition and know that I was going to hit my marks.
Wow. So just to sort of recapitulate what you're saying is that when you don't know what you want, maybe take a sheet of paper, fold it in half, and half, one side write what you don't want, and on the other side, by contrast, you can write what you would want. So would you say that you could do this with multiple areas or multiple things that you want?
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's not just like one thing. You can just talk about like multiple things that you want.
And if you can't pinpoint something, then you can state, I just want ease and joy in my life. That's my intention, is to have ease and joy in my life. So it can be a broad intention, and it can be a very specific intention.
So, do you feel that broader intentions are perhaps better to begin with, but then as you sort of get clarity along the way, you can go more specific? Like, which one is easier when you want to manifest?
I would say probably broad.
Broader is
Yeah,
easier.
because I think you don't bump up with the resistance to how, which we know how is none of our business. Well, most of us who are manifesting know the how is none of our business. And that's really one of the hardest concepts, I think, to understand is a lot of us have been trained to we need to figure it all out in order to get there. So for me, for a long time, when you first met me, I was going through a lot of transitions and a lot of stress and a lot of worry. And I wanted a life of joy and ease. That's what my intention was. I was going to find a way to have joy and ease and peace and harmony, actually, for my family. That was one of my intentions because it was so important. And I didn't know how I was going to get there, honestly. I just knew that's what I wanted.
You know, that's interesting because when I think of, so I guess maybe I find like even if I want maybe several things at a time, and you're talking about the broader concepts like joy and ease and harmony, and I tend to find like even if I want three or four things, there's like one big thing that takes all of my energy at a certain point. And maybe this is just who I am as a person, because I'll have this one thing which is literally consuming all my energy. And even if I'm not looking at how to get there, I'm opening myself up to being guided to how to get there. So I watch for little signals, for a little, you know, somebody I might meet or somebody might say something. So I'm open, but I normally find like most of my energy is taken up by that one thing. But I love what you're saying is even if my energy is taken up by one thing and it may not be in the perfect state or in a good state or, you know, creating joy and ease or, and I'm working to a new state. I'm just sort of looking to being open to being guided. But I love the idea that I could make the process maybe easier for myself by hitting this contrast pattern
Yes.
of like, here's what I don't like, and here's what I would like it to look like.
Yes. And it can be as
And
simple as,
that's important.
I don't want a job that pays me $2 an hour. You know what I mean? It can be as simple as that. So the opposite would be I want a job that pays me X amount of dollars. Or even if you want to keep it broad and I want a job that values me with whatever that looks like for me. So it's knowing values too when you set an intention. What are your values? Who are you? What are you about? And that's also like a more sort of advanced way of manifesting is it's not about what, it's about who you are.
And I think it's interesting, you know, because as a former economist, I don't know if once you're an economist, you're always an economist. I don't know. But I consider myself maybe like I'm an expired economist. But, you know, economics, one of the most early fundamental things they teach you is that people act in their own self-interest. And I have to say that, you know, coming from India, I always found that a little strange that, and maybe to some extent is true, and maybe it is fully true. But I do think that when you have values might make you act in a way that is not necessarily driven completely by self-interest. And I think becoming a parent, becoming a grandparent, becoming an aunt, but whatever it might be, you start to act in someone else's interest, or you act in from a place of higher values that may not always have you doing what you know, would want to do at that moment, or what you want to do, which is in your self-interest, or, you know, your even self-preservation.
But if you ultimately look at it, I'm going to cut you off. For anyone who says, well, I'm going to do something for someone else. It's always a feel-good situation too to help someone. So then it ultimately does become something of its self-interest, you know. And I don't mean this like in a sort of selfish way, the negative connotation of it. But I mean, our lives are our lives. And so if you value doing for others, that's a value that, you know, that feels good to you. That's a value that you want to do. Otherwise, then it becomes unhealthy. But I agree with you in part.
And I think so when you keep doing for others without taking out time for yourself, then you end up in that zone of resentment and anger and all of that, or the enraged empath. But I think
Resentful.
which takes us to the manifesting part again. Like if you want to manifest something different, you have to shift the emotions that you are carrying from the sort of not so good, not so feel good emotions to shifting up to more positive emotions that make you feel good, that are in alignment with who you are.
Yeah, absolutely. It's knowing yourself. And so one of my intentions has always been, even when I first met you, was if, you know, universe, if you want me to be doing this work of helping people, which I love, then I must be provided with the lifestyle that I enjoy living. And I had to do a lot of clearing on, you know, on what that looked like, you know, and because I feel so much joy. I feel joy when I help people. And I've always wanted to, like, so when somebody's trying to create wealth for themselves and they have a scarcity mindset, a way that I worked around that was I would like to have more than, I'd like to have surplus so that I can be the generous person. I would visualize I'm the person that can write the big checks at the galas. You know, I'm the person that can, you know, give charitably to whatever I want to and be generous to my friends and family. You know, take them on trips or, you know, buy them dinners or whatever it is. That's always been my intention for my work and
I
wealth.
love that. So let's just go back to one thing, Robin. So supposing you do the co compare and contrast to create like what you would like, do you find that you need to summarize it to create like, an intention at the end of it? Like, I want whatever. Or do you can you
That's
just
a beginning
leave it
thing I
like
want.
this? What?
That's the beginning thing of I want. Then,
But
you
do you need
know,
to go a
so it
step
could.
further to write it out, like in a couple of
Yeah,
sentences or two sentences?
absolutely, but as if you have it.
Okay, so
That's.
it has to be in the present tense.
Yes. I have this now. I have a thriving, for example, I have a thriving coaching practice, or I have a job that I go to every day that I feel valued at. That kind of thing. You know, if your intention is to get a new job, then you say, I love my new job. I love being valued at work. I love seeing my cool team and working with a world-class team or whatever it is. It's really being able to get out of putting the intention into the future and bring it into the now.
So when you write down your intention, it should be in the present tense.
Yeah, as if you have it. But that's like one of the next steps. I mean, to start with, you could make your list of I don't wants and then put the opposite next to the line. And then, to your point, summarize I want X, Y, and Z. I want this. And the next thing would be, you know, Well, there's a lot of steps in between, but that would be your ultimate goal is to like write it as if you have it and like really understand that you have it. But since we're beginning with intention is to like learn about, I would think, like learn about what you actually want and daring to dream, because some people, and we'll talk about that, get stuck and have blocks. Number one, because they don't think they deserve it, or people will look at them and think whatever they're going to think. Like you're, if you wanted a Mercedes-Benz, the highest level one, like some people are going to say, and you will get this pushback from some people. Oh, it costs too much to fix, or blah 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 blah, or you're not that pretentious, or all that stuff, and you're like, my wand is my wand. You may not want that. I want midnight blue. Thank you very much. So it's like getting past like what it is that keeps you from having what you want. And find that out really quickly when you're trying to set an intention.
Yeah, which then comes to the emotions that could be standing in the way of you're feeling like you could have this. This is kind of where I think maybe flower essences could be helpful, because the essences, I mean, they kind of work effortlessly. They work in terms of shifting how you feel without you having to do much. Work on your own, So I think, for instance, if you were feeling like I don't deserve this, then you could take a flower essence that helped you feel you're worthy of deserving that, like crab apple, because sometimes the feeling of like I don't deserve this is like coming from a place of shame, like a place of even like lack of inner confidence, which is, the essence is large. But even as I'm saying this, I think one thing that's interesting is the essence, a wild oat, is for direction. So
Oh, I didn't.
it's like for inner direction and inner guidance. So often when I'm wondering what to do next, or what do I do? I will take wild oat, and sometimes it helps me just see things differently, like imagine something different.
So explain a little bit more about how the flower essences work, like and give a little bit of background on your studies, because I know when I first met you, you're into it, and now you're an expert, and I'm like
I don't know about that, but the Omega Institute had this like pyramid with all these different emotions, and guilt and shame and fear and anger and sadness all vibrate at these lower levels, and then you move up, and there's peace and gratitude and harmony and all of those, compassion, they vibrate at higher levels. And manifestation is always requiring us to be in the higher levels, especially something like gratitude. And I do want to share a story, actually, Robin, that connects with you. So what the essences do is they help lift those frequencies, so that you can start to vibrate at a higher frequency. And at that frequency, you then create the magic, because you are starting to see things differently. You're starting to see grace, you're starting to see synchronicity, you're starting to see guidance, all of that is happening. And then that sort of increases your ability to shift and manifest in your life. Which reminds me, all of a sudden, I'm remembering a story with you. And I want to share the story, if that's okay.
Absolutely, why not?
So I remember when we were in Chicago, and I don't even know if this is the first time I met you or if this is how I went, but I definitely want to meet you after this. So we were sleeping at night, and I'm a really light sleeper. My husband's a heavy sleeper. Like once he sleeps, it's hard to wake him up. But my 3-year-old came into our bedroom, and somehow I didn't wake up, but my husband did. And at that moment, the ceiling started to open up. And there was this, it was like this big cracking noise, but it almost felt like it could have been outside. It was so big. And my husband pulled our son out of the room, and then he tried to pull me out of the room, but I was kind of slow because I was really fast asleep, and the big beam, I guess it's called a supporting beam, like it came down, it brought the ceiling down, it brought the side walls down, and it hit me on the head, and I was bleeding. So he pulled me out onto the landing, and we were so stunned and so shocked. And I ended up getting 13 stitches. But then I thought about, that phrase that says, when God speaks, he whispers, then he speaks more loudly. And then finally he hits you with a 2x4. And I remember going to see
Literally.
you, Robin, think, okay, this was a 2x4. What on earth happened? And at that point, I'd been really unhappy about being in Chicago because I'd left DC and I'd moved there. And I remember whatever else we talked about, but one of the things you said was that if you want to change something, you have to be grateful for where you are now. And I think that's a really hard one for anybody to be grateful for where you are now. But I just, to close the loop on this, that was a hard one for me then. When I did leave Chicago, I was so grateful to, for my life there, for being there. But I want to say that a key flower essence for shifting and being grateful is willow.
Willow, oh,
Willow
I think,
flower essence
oh.
helps you let go of your resentment and bitterness of the moment and enter a space of being more grateful. And then I think the manifestation process can start.
Yeah, I agree. And I thank you for sharing that, because that was a tough lesson. It
Yes.
is a tough lesson for a lot of people, especially when they're struggling with their current reality. I always like how you said it with, God gives you the whisper, then the nudge. I kind of look at that as, this is the universe. You've made a declaration. You made a declaration. I want to live somewhere else. I want to live wherever, anywhere but Chicago, whatever it is, And the universe is like, gotcha, cool. And then you don't listen to it, opportunities come, and you're like, no, I can't do it. I can't, whatever, And eventually something occurs like that. And now I'm better at the subtle whispers. I'm just kind of like, okay. I made this declaration. I know I did. We're moving it along here. And I use declaration instead of intention these days, just because I declare to have it, I use techniques that press upon the divine mind to create it, and then I just go have coffee and go to the gym, and I know that it's in the works.
So what would you say is the key difference between a declaration and an intention?
That you freaking have it once you say you want it. Anything you say you want after that, like the universe is like, okay. And a lot of teachers have said this. I just didn't trust it, like most people, because that how is that going to happen? How am I going to become a seven-figure business owner? Like, how am I, whatever. whatever it is, the how we don't know. And since we don't know because we've never experienced it before, we get tripped up.
Yeah, and okay, so I want to be a little bit of the devil's advocate because I feel like this how space, the part of us that is wanting to know how, and if we can let go of it, but that space from where we are here to where we want to go, that sort of liminal space, if we let go of how and we just stay open, it's actually helping us become who we need to be to get here.
100%.
Because obviously, if we're not here, it's because we're not who we need to be here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But when you get to, so the who I am now is I am a, an incredible manifester, So that's who I've decided to be. So what does that look like? That means I declare this is to be true, and you can even, instead of manifester, you could say creator. And when I get into that fear that it's not happening, I have to look at myself. How do I change who I am internally to be that confident with, whether it's through flower essence or emotional freedom technique or meditation or, anything, hypnotherapy that helps me like become, get into the state of having what I've declared to have. And then the how just starts to happen.
So, would you say that instead of thinking about how we're going to get there, we focus on who do I need to be to get there?
Yeah, that's one of them. See, that's the other piece, is there's no there to get. It's already here. It's just we have to align through vibration with that particular life that we want. So you said it before, it's the vibrational self that needs to change.
So if you were to change that vibration really quickly or really instantly, that here would be instant.
Could be, yes. There's delays sometimes in our three-dimensional reality. It's kind
To
of
help us.
like, when we live stream or, you see something, there's a 5-minute, 5-second delay. Like I guess maybe radio stations use that so people don't swear or whatever. It's kind of, there's a delay because the reality has to change. Sometimes it's instantaneous. Like you could say I want something. And people like take this for granted all the time. I want a cup of coffee. Well, how am I going to get that? I can make it myself. Someone might show up with a cup of coffee. I might have to go to the store and get some coffee. Or it can appear, like I haven't managed that. I've
DoorDash.
managed a lot of things. I'll tell you a story. Can I tell the story?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, because this just came to me. Okay, it may be a little too much information, but I'd moved into this apartment and the toilet was not working. And I was having a very upset stomach. I did not have a plunger. So bad tummy, no plunger, couldn't put anything else into the toilet. I know, too much information. So I decide that I'm going to go downstairs and see if the engineer has a plunger. So that's the first thing. So I go downstairs where the engineer has his stuff. I see no plunger. I look in the free stuff because a lot of people move out and they leave free stuff. There's nothing there. So I say to myself or the universe, I manifest a plunger now. I had the willingness to go walk down to Walgreens, but I really did not want to do that. for a lot of reasons.
Yeah.
So I said, well, I am going to shift to the lifeline that has the plunger right now. And I swear to you on my children, I turned around where the free stuff was, and what was sitting there? A plunger.
And it hadn't, you hadn't seen it before?
And there's
Oh,
the
it had
point,
been,
not seeing
what?
it. You didn't, it, everything's there. I just didn't see it. And once I
Wow.
decided I was going to have it, it was there.
There,
And then,
wow.
and then I came back upstairs and I thought to myself, my old apartment is still open and I could have just gone in there. So that was like
That's
the universe laughing at me. But at the same time, I manifested a freaking plunger out of nowhere.
yeah, and while it's not a big thing, it's also not a small thing for that moment. It's super important for that moment.
And I kid you not,
And
I kid you not. There was no plunger there when I went down to begin with. And it's not
yeah.
like, it's like a big open space. It's like I couldn't miss it.
Wow. That is amazing.
So this is the universe teaching me, this is my lesson, that I can create anything. Anything. And have that knowing that I can do it. It's just deciding what I want.
Yeah, and which goes back to the place of, which we started, what we talked about is like knowing what you want is everything.
Knowing what you want is everything. And then becoming who has it.
Yeah, and I think, what your story is sort of saying, Robin, is, believing that it's there for you right now, instantly, so that you create what you believe.
You do create.
You create what you believe, not what you want. Although it begins with wanting, the paradox is that you create what you believe, not what you want.
Yes, absolutely. That's what your life is. And
Yeah.
when you're experiencing life a certain way, it is really a good time to investigate what it is that you believe. And then shift if you can, shift a thought about it. This past period, I've like opened my thinking to a lot of different things. I don't necessarily agree with everything, but I'm like, okay, like people have different viewpoints and different ways of living, and they're all correct.
And I think, there's something about being on the spiritual path, like whenever you decide to adopt it, like adopt a different way of living, a different way of being, a different way of thinking, you are entering into a dynamic space. Because the who you are today is not who you were yesterday. The person who I'm going to be this evening is one who's going to have figured out how to do Facebook Live
I know,
as
right?
opposed to the person who I was this morning. But we are dynamically shifting all the time. And that makes it exciting, but it also means we are opening ourselves up to new experiences, because that's part of letting go of the resistance to, the flow of life. To be in the flow of life, you actually want to open yourself up to experiencing new things, and not necessarily everything, but those that are in alignment with what's going to take you to whatever you're here on earth for.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you mentioned a good point is like later on today you're going to be more technologically savvy. You know, but the other piece of it too is when you encounter people, other people, like we relate to them in the same way we did the last time we saw them. So we don't allow them necessarily to be new people. So if we believe we're new people, then we can open ourselves up with curiosity about who that person is in front of us, which will help our relationships. But that's a whole other story for another day.
Yes. And which brings us to, given that we have a couple minutes left, maybe we can talk about what we plan to cover in the next session. Our next session is May 8th,
May 8th.
which is 12:30 Eastern, 11:30 Central. And maybe do you want to share a little bit about what we will be doing in the next session? And how we're going to talk more about working with your intention and maybe sort of like identifying the blocks to your intention. Because those are the subconscious blocks, and maybe we can talk about how we can identify and work with those blocks next time.
Yeah, well, I think if people are listening to this right now, then like I would suggest they try making an intention and then reporting back to what happened for them. As you know, did they have trouble? What kind of blocks? And we can work on, you know, what we suggest on dissipating that resistance or those blocks or the perspective that you're stuck. You know, you're never stuck.
Yeah.
You know, because you're able to think, I think. That's the only, you know, if you can change your perception, we'll troubleshoot the blocks.
Yeah, that sounds great. And so we would like to invite your questions, but if you want to put your intention, but put your questions, whether you send them to you, Robin, or you post them in my Facebook group. We will, take those questions. They will be the starting point for our discussion next time, where we will work on identifying how to actually both identify as well as then release the blocks to manifesting your intention.
Absolutely. And
And yeah, go ahead.
I will, because this is on this is on YouTube too, I will post the link to the Facebook page for anybody who wants to join and learn more about Anu and her Heal Your Ancestral Roots. Also grab a book from Amazon. I will put
And
that in the description in the YouTube as well.
okay, thank you, Robin. And in the meantime, we will leave everybody with you create what you believe and not what you want.
Absolutely. So dream big, believe it.
Believing.
It's like a Ted Lasso.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, everyone, for watching.
Recording stopped.